This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for another edition of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, the happy voice with the happy doc. Whether he's ever been described that way or not, that's a good way to get into this. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices down in Florida at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic in Mondura, Florida. Known around the country, though, as an expert when it comes to matters of the heart. That's very interesting. I hadn't ever thought about it that way. But you are an expert in matters of the heart, right?
I mean, how else would you
describe it? Yeah, I think you are, as a matter of fact. All right, so we'll take that under advisement, and you can, as well as you listen, if you're new to the program, we do this every week at this time. I was looking at last week's program, as a matter of fact, the things that we covered, all the topics, the new COVID stuff and what to do and what to believe from Ken's point of view. Ken not only is an eminent cardiologist, but he's a great researcher. And so what he does during the course of the week for our benefit and for his and his patients' benefit as well, going through many of the various journals of medicine so he can take the info that's there and translate it so that we can all understand it, because we all know we can't read. We don't understand what the doctor says. So, you know, these ads on TV for all these drugs, who even understands? You know, they must be successful, otherwise there wouldn't be so many of them on radio and television. But, my God, there's so much stuff in there. And what people, they must work, though, Ken, because they keep running them. Ask your doctor about this drug and that drug. Who even writes that stuff down? Do you have people that come into your clinic and say, hey, what about Jardiance? Or what about, do they actually have the names that they know? And are they consulting with you? Because that's what they say in the ad. Talk to your doctor about blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, hi, Doug. Actually, as it's called, direct-to-consumer advertising does work. And
really?
That's why it
must
continues.
Work.
And there are tons of new drugs. There are. There's just an amazing research pipeline, especially in cancer and in cardiology, those two areas, GI, lungs. There's many different new drugs that are coming out, and there is a lot of direct to consumer advertising, and that's why when we watch TV, when we do or listen to the radio, you hear about them, and patients do come in and ask, what is this drug? And it only continues because it seems to work.
Yeah, apparently it does, but it makes you think the whole society is based on, the healing is based on drugs. And yes, of course, there are miracle drugs. There are a lot of things that have been discovered or invented or created that have helped numerous people, countless numbers of people with certain diseases. But then there's the stuff that just seems, pardon the pun, overkill. It's just too much of it. And the challenge to the doctors, it would seem to me, is how do you keep up with the research, or how do you keep up with the information? Do these guys have salesmen that come knock on your door at the clinic and say, hey, doc, I'd like to spend a few minutes with you and tell you about whatever blah, blah drug it is?
Well, hopefully they listen to Good Day Health. And
yes.
All of the above. And that's why it's practice, and that's why we continue to learn every day, and hopefully our doctors are continuing to educate themselves, because it is a full-time job.
Sure it is. Dr. Ken, you may reach him, reach out to his office for his services, 352-735-1400. Also, questions for Dr. Ken can be called in at 855-999-3684. We have an example of a caller or two this week who want to get answers to questions, so we'll put them in the last segment of the program, which is questions for Dr. Ken. All right, because you're a cardiologist, let's start in the research department with a couple of things that affect one's heart. And the first one has to do with men, although I wonder if this can't be applied to women as well. That is work-related stress.
Well, this study was done in men. Don't ask me why. I didn't design the research protocol, but I'm sure in the future there'll be a study in females, and it wouldn't surprise me if the results were similar. But in this study reported this week in Circulation, Cardiovascular Quality and Outcomes, Doug, boy, that's a mouthful, we discovered that men who habitually feel stressed on the job have up to double the risk of developing heart disease as their peers who are more content at work. So, Doug, reducing workplace stress can help prevent heart disease without a doubt.
Yep. Well, I think that's only common sense. You know, a lot of this stuff is, we were talking about that this week on the Good Day program that I do with Jay Kirshner every Monday through Friday, the whole business of common sense. We were applying it to how to raise children, and, you know, the pediatric experts say, do this, do that. People are confused by so much advice, and this guy said, hey, all you need is some common sense. And can't that be applied to one's health as well? If you eat fatty foods, you're going to get fat. And that'll cause heart disease, among other things. Cancer. Isn't that common sense?
Well, if you eat too many calories of any food, you're going to get fat. And if you eat too many calories, it's all in the calories, how fat you get. But if you eat a healthy amount of unhealthy food, then you're going to get sick also.
There's an oxymoron. A healthy amount of unhealthy food. Let me think about it. I'm going to visualize that one. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the rising cost of health care. And what that's doing, is it leaving a lot more people with decisions on what to do? Are you going to wait? Are you going to delay medical care? And use the money to pay for other life essentials? Here's some food for thought from Sarah Parker.
Rising healthcare costs are making healthcare less affordable and accessible for American families. Dr. Mark Miller, Executive Vice President of Healthcare at Arnold Ventures, has more.
Part of the reason that we're dealing with rising healthcare costs is because hospitals are buying up more and more private physician practices. And that means that patients often end up paying vastly higher prices, even when they're seeing the same doctor they have always seen. This is simply because the practice is now owned by a hospital.
Over 40% of adults say they have delayed or gone without medical care in the past due to the cost.
One solution could be the adoption of site-neutral payments for medical care, because the price you pay for routine services shouldn't depend on whether your physician's practice is owned by a hospital. Site-neutral is simple. Same service, same price.
Learn more at arnoldventures.org/same-service-same-price.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, the whole idea of the rising cost of health care. I want to take you down the street a little bit, and then I want to get back to your expertise as a heart specialist. But in general, you as a doctor, you must have organizations that you belong to, and the people in those organizations are concerned about the rising cost of health care and what happens to some of your patients that can't afford whatever the care is that they need, so they don't spend the money on themselves, they spend it on other things. So where does that get them, other than the obvious?
You mean, where do bad decisions get people anywhere at any age in trouble? I mean, I'm not sure I understand the obvious question.
But the
bad decisions in any point, in anyone, anywhere in one's life gets people in trouble. So I'm not sure I understand.
Well, that you, the answer, I guess the answer is in the question itself, frankly. The fact that there are so many people, though, who think it's the doctor's fault because the cost of health care is going up, they're charging more, they're making money, they're getting rich. I think perception, maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago, as doctors made a very good living, made a lot of money. There are a lot of doctors who have invested in various medical facilities and yada, yada. But I'm not sure that that's the case.
That's a different era.
Yeah.
Today, most charges are already predetermined. People who provide health care don't have anything to do with the charge. It's already determined by your insurer. Unless you don't have insurance, then you can get in trouble with the cost, because then you can be charged just about anything.
Right. Yep. So it's up to, it's kind of a... It's important, though. Back to common sense as a treatment, frankly. Use your own common... What's more important than your health? You have nothing if you have not your best health. Okay, next heart focus is also a focus on people who drink too much alcohol, right?
Well, there's an article in the Journal of the American Heart Association this week, Doug, that tells us that heavy drinkers and binge drinkers, they have significant fat around the heart compared with people who never drink alcohol. They also had fat around the liver and kidneys.
Is that called fatty liver disease? Because cows have fatty liver disease.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Really?
Heavy drinkers, they can develop fat around the heart, leading to heart failure, atrial fibrillation, and coronary artery disease. And when the fat is around the liver, it can cause liver disease. When it's around any organ, it's highly inflammatory. The point being, just watch the alcohol. Moderate alcohol for a man is up to 1 to 2 servings per day. For a female, 0 to 1 serving per day. But the less alcohol for your health, the better. That's what all the studies are showing.
Yeah. But again, isn't that common sense? When you get right down to the brass tacks of it, it seems just like common sense.
To you. You have more common sense than the average guy.
That's discouraging. In and of itself, kind of discouraging.
Spend a day with one of us physicians, and you'll see the realities of the world.
Relieve your stress. Take Dr. Ken's advice in terms of stress. Let's get it out of our lives. One way you can do it, you can get a couple of free nights in Las Vegas. Have some fun. Just call 800-419-3684. You can do it right now. There are 10 operators standing by to take your call and make the arrangements for you to get a couple of free nights in Vegas. All right? Get rid of the stress. 800-419-3684. Dr. Ken continues with a focus on exercise. That's up next here on Good Day Health.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 23 and change after the hour now on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Again, the way to connect with him, his staff, the Get the Aura of Health, going to visit with him or talk on telemedicine, 352-735-1400 is the phone number, 352-735-1400. All right, I promised that we would look into the latest in exercise news, and this seems to have to do with when you exercise. So I would ask the question of you, Ken, when do you exercise? What time of day?
Well, I exercise when I can, and it's better to exercise when you can than not exercising at all. But out of the medical journal Obesity, we learned this week that, Doug, that adults who routinely engage in moderate to vigorous exercise early in the morning are less likely to be overweight or obese than those who work out later in the day. When it comes to staying trim, timing may be everything. But each week, try to get at least 150 minutes of physical activity in a manner that best fits your daily or weekly routine. So I would love to be able to exercise early in the morning, but usually I have to do it later in the day because of my daily or weekly routine. And the bottom line is, exercise whenever you can. If you can in the morning, it'll be a little bit more helpful for keeping the weight off, according to this study out this week in the medical journal Obesity.
Yeah. All right, so let's take the next step here. Exercise is part of a healthy lifestyle, healthy routine. There are lists, and you've gone through these any number of times, and there are things that get added to the lists, subtracted. You have a list of a number of healthy lifestyle changes that, in this case, help to reduce depression, because exercise is, again, common sense, or I would say, you know, you say it's me thinking that way, but this stuff, it looks to me like common sense. If you're depressed, I've heard that exercise may be the best medicine.
Well, this was published this week in Nature Mental Health. It's research from the University of Cambridge in England. You want to give us the big low voice announcer?
Right, number seven.
Get enough sleep, and that means 7 hours of sleep each night.
Number six.
Don't ever smoke. This means cigarettes, but I'll add other things that you inhale into your lungs. Don't smoke it.
Kind of common sense again, back to common sense. Number five.
Get frequent social connection. You know, and I'm not talking about on the phone. I'm talking about the real thing. This is what social connection does so much better than the high-tech social connection that many today have substituted for the real thing.
Wow. Number four.
And as Doug was talking about earlier, get regular physical activity.
Number three.
Moderate your alcohol consumption like we were just talking about.
Number two.
Stick to a healthy diet.
Number one.
Keep sedentary behavior to a minimum, so get outside and enjoy nature as much as possible.
I'm looking at the watch that you have provided to me and other clients of yours as to how many steps I'm taking. Already today, I've taken 6,200 steps.
Wow.
It looks like. And there, but to, it's just, I'm walking around up and down the stairs, in and out of these rooms and that. So it's really important to know kind of what's going on in your body. And if you follow Ken's advice, you won't be depressed. Sounds like that's a good RX to me. Dr. Ken Kronos, we continue here on Good Day Health. Stick around, please. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, it's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you, and coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com, check out what the special is, and you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website, and then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and say big, you want to call us, our number's toll-free, 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The United Auto Workers expanding their strike against the big three automakers. Earlier this week, UAW President Sean Fain said he would send more workers to the picket lines if substantial progress wasn't made on a new contract. The U.S. may soon supply Ukraine with a small number of long-range missiles for its war against Russia. It's not clear when that weapon system would be delivered. Texas Governor Greg Abbott deploying more buses to the border towns of Eagle Pass and El Paso as a way to relieve pressure on migrant shelters. Abbott said Texas border towns should not have to shoulder the burden of Biden's border policies. Former Louisiana police officer Troy Lawrence Jr., accused of tasing a handcuffed suspect before giving that suspect enough time to comply with his demands. He has been arrested. Corey Myers, USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Get all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now. Coming in after what we say in the radio biz, the bottom of the hour. It's 34 after the hour now on the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. We tend to have more, interestingly, the stats show we have more women listening to this program than men. For whatever the reason. I suppose we could come up with any number of reasons. Are women more conscious and better at taking care of themselves? Are they more conscious of their own health and their routines, do you think, than men are?
Women are definitely more interested in health. A woman is the one who gets many guys to the doctor. If it wasn't for that woman in their life, many guys wouldn't get there, and it's a caring woman often that saves many of us in our lives. So there are many, many men who are very interested in their health and listen and every detail, but if you had to ask which one is a little more curious and more concerned about health, I'd have to vote for the woman.
Me too. We have so much in common. All right. Let's see. He's talking about women. There's a study that I saw you pointed out from the Journal of the Menopause Society about the removal of ovaries and what that does to a woman's physical function.
Yeah, this is important. This is from the Journal of the North American Menopause Society. The women who have their ovaries removed between ages 46 to 49 have a greater risk of arthritis and obstructive apnea, that's sleep apnea, among some other illnesses. So premenopausal women who have surgery to remove the ovaries and fallopian tubes, they may face chronic medical conditions and a decline in physical functioning. So only remove the ovary if you're at high risk for ovarian cancer. And then if you must get that ovary removed, it's important to then go on some estrogen replacement, unless you have a history of breast cancer, to avoid these absolutely increasing physical problems that will occur, as this big long-term study point out this week.
All right, so let's stick with women for a minute. And a study that I saw that I was curious about from your perspective, the suggestion is that women who are having physical health problems in public and who need CPR don't get it as much as men do. Women are less likely. Is that because men don't want to be seen at what looks like kissing, right? When you're doing CPR, you're sticking your tongue down the throat of the person you're trying to help, or I don't know if you're sticking your tongue down, but so you think there's anything to that?
I don't really understand that study that was presented recently by the European Emergency Medicine Congress, because most CPR today should be hands-free. You know, you just putting your hands over the chest, pressing pretty aggressively to the tune "Staying Alive." We now know you don't have to do mouth-to-mouth when you do CPR. So it's
See, I didn't know that. I thought you had to. Really?
You know, so-called hands-free.
Really?
So
and lips-free, apparently.
Well, that's... Huh? Just not, did I say hands-free?
Yeah, you
just
did.
Just hands-only CPR.
Hands-only, right. Not lips. No lips. Loose lips do
Correct.
Strange things. Yeah. So, and that brings me around to wondering whether or not people are learning CPR as much. I know all medical professionals have to learn it, the emergency medical techs and people in the fire department and the police department and doctors. But do you think the average person, let's say you see 25 people a day in your office at Lake Cardiology, how many of them do you think actually would be able to give CPR in public or any place?
Oh, maybe a third, I would estimate.
Really?
Hands-only CPR is really easy to learn. People didn't like giving CPR because you had to do mouth-to-mouth and in the world of COVID and whatever out there. But hands-only CPR is just as effective as the type, the old-fashioned type, where you do mouth-to-mouth with it.
Yep. All right, speaking of COVID, we haven't mentioned any COVID stories. I thought it was interesting that your governor, the governor of your state, I won't claim him to be your governor. You can do that on your own if you want.
And governor politics out.
Yeah, I know, right, exactly. DeSantis announced that he would not advise people in his state to get the COVID booster unless you're over 65. So anybody under 65, the administration there says don't get it. And then the news media says, oh, look at this. He's very irresponsible. Again, that's politics. But what do you make of this? Are you in accord with this?
It's very controversial. In Europe, this was what the advice was.
Mm-hmm.
The European Congresses recommended various countries between 60 and 65. In America, it's 6 months. You know, I heard just this week a former head of the CDC, who was head of the CDC during Obama, say that if you go by the European recommendation, you're going to have 200,000 extra deaths in America than if you vaccinate age 6 months. And he was even talking about his children down to 6 months. He's going to make sure that he's going to vaccinate. So this is just amazingly controversial. Here you have the smartest minds in Europe saying 60 to 65. And, you know, what you think is a very smart mind here in America saying 6 months. So why the big discrepancy is a big curiosity to me, humbled me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, we ask questions, like to find answers for them oftentimes, but we don't. So anyway, it's a question to
but
ponder.
But I guess you've decided you're not going to take the vaccine this time.
I'm not going to get it. No, I'm not. Uh-uh. I don't feel like I need it. My pharmacist, who has gotten to know me well, that's why I like going to this local pharmacy instead of going to the big chain, because I walk into the CVS, the Walgreens, they don't know who I am. But I go to the local guy who's got to two offices, and I walk in. He says, "Hey, Doug, how you doing?" And we talk about stuff. And so when I went in to get the shots last year, the boosters, or was it the year before? I don't even remember. He said, "You know what? I wouldn't. If I were you, I wouldn't get these shots. You don't need them." And so I took his advice, and I'm the only person I know who has not gotten COVID. I had the original shots, and you said to me, well, maybe you got it early on. I don't know, but I certainly haven't gotten the case of it that knocked me on my butt. And I've seen people like Jay Kirshner on my staff here on the Good Day program. She had all the shots, and she got COVID twice. So it's not like one size fits all.
The shots are not to prevent you for COVID. The COVID vaccines are not to prevent you from getting disease. They're for preventing you from getting hospitalized or dying.
Make it bad.
And hoping that you'll get a milder form of the disease. But they're not to prevent you from getting disease.
That's interesting perception, because I think a lot of people figure, okay, I'm getting the shots, so I won't get it. And that you're saying is not true.
It's incorrect. And also a big question is whether it prevents you from giving it to grandma and grandpa. And that's where there's a big debate whether it helps you, stops you from spreading it. That's also a big question.
Okay, well, I believe, you know, you and I have had this conversation. I've had it on the air with many people many times about how I think we're ahead. In a manner of speaking, I equated the COVID situation and the way we went off the deep end around the world to what's going on now with artificial intelligence. People just don't, it's everybody, it's fear, it's look out. There's a lot of good stuff that will come from AI, including in medicine. And I think we talked about that a little bit last week and the week before. But the same is true with these vaccines. This has to be an intelligent personal choice. I'm not telling you not to get the vaccine. I'm telling you I'm not getting it. So you can draw your own conclusion. I'm not getting it for reasons that I just explained. You, however, may be compromised, as the suggestion, if you're over 65 or if you're young and you don't have a good immune system, then you're probably better off. At that point, especially if you're older, the chances are that if there's something in it that down the road is going to prove to be not good for your health, at your age, what do you care? You are more interested in not getting sick and dying prematurely, and so that's why getting the shots for the older people is probably a good idea. That's where I say that, and I'm an older person, but I know my body. You got to be able to think for yourself. My God, so many people just give their lives away. You're the doctor, you can save me. No, the doctor is there to help you, but it's not his job to save you. It's his job to help you save yourself. And how many people come into your office, Ken, at Lake Cardiology and say, okay, Dr. Ken, I'm putting my life in your hands?
How many people say that? Just about everybody who walks in.
That's right. There it is, my point made. Yeah. And I know you feel, because you're one of those serious guys when it comes to the science of medicine that I know. That's why I love you, and that's why you're on this program, and have been for as many years as you have, because you take it so seriously. You take your responsibilities seriously. I bet that every person that comes in the door, you know by their first name, and they stay with you because they care about the care that you give them. And so this is not just a run-of-the-mill kind of thing where you walk into the urgent care center and the person behind the desk doesn't know you and the person that you see doesn't know you. But that's the problem. The state of medicine in America today is so messed up that this is where people go because the insurance system is a mess. It's just all a mess. And so, you know, what do we do to fix that? I don't know who's on the ball here. We hear a lot of people wasting a lot of time talking about impeaching this person or going after that person instead of doing the real business of taking care of this problem. This may be the most serious problem in America today. And yet, what are we doing? We don't even know what the system. I guarantee you, if you talk to some congressperson, they don't really know what's going on. They take the advice from their staff. Here's how to vote. Nonsense. All right, I'm off on a toot. Let's stop for a second.
You are.
This is Dr. Ken's time, not mine.
Back to health.
All right, back to health. Hold on a second. If you're ready to start feeling better by losing weight, perhaps you need to clue in to the folks, the message that comes from folks at Calitrin, if you go to toploss.com, I can say this 100 different ways because I've been saying it, this message 100 different ways, all just pretty much all year long, for years and years. Weight loss strategies and stories. Get them at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. The secret to Calitrin's success is the formula, the way you approach losing weight. You're thinking about what happens after I lose the weight. All of that's addressed at the website, toploss.com. And also now, final weekend of the Labor Day sale. Help yourself to that. Okay? Help yourself to all the information that's there to help you lose weight and keep it off the natural way. The secret to your success is Calitrin at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin with the latest word on how you can be successful in your weight loss quest.
And, you know, as part of my job, I get to deal with all of the testimonials, so I get to see every testimonial that comes in. Really, the one thing I just want to stress is you don't even know how good you can feel. You really don't. It's like that old saying, you know, you didn't know you couldn't see till you put the glasses on. You're like, wow, this is how I'm supposed to be able to see. You just don't even know how good you can feel. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy, you've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You like not just looks, you know, but just in health. All of your numbers start looking better across the board too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
All right, so the way of getting this, go to toploss.com, check out what the special is, toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight?
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Past the hour now. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You can reach out to Ken. Fabulous. You'll have a fabulous experience. Speaking from personal experience, I love visiting with Ken. I know we say the same thing. Well, the clock's ticking, and I don't have enough time to go through all of this stuff, but it is a worthwhile exercise, so take advantage of Ken. Through a direct contact at the clinic or telemedicine at 352-735-1400. Okay, that's the number of Ken's office. The number for questions to be answered by Ken, you can dial in. Sometimes we save the voices, as is the case with this question from the person who dialed 855, one of the many, 855-999-3684.
Hi, Doug. You have Dr. Ken. I have a thin skin, and I have bags under my eyes. They're like double bags, and I have some ice packs on them now. And then I have that little roller machine that you keep in the freezer, but I don't find anything that takes them away. Can you give me some advice? Because I'm looking old, and I'm really not old.
Yes, a rowing machine in their refrigerator. Is that what she said? Like that. All right.
So what can you do for bags under the eyes before you go see the plastic surgeon? You know, I think she mentioned some cool compresses on your eyes. Those work for some people. Another thing is make sure you get enough sleep. Sleep with your head raised slightly. Try to avoid drinking fluids before going to bed and limit salt in your diet. Don't smoke. Try to reduce your allergy symptoms and avoid excessive eyelid rubbing. And you can use cosmetics. Sometimes they help. After all of that, there are eye surgeons who work on this. There are plastic surgeons that work in this area. You may want to talk to one or the other.
Thank you for that call. Call anytime. We'll take your message, your question, and give it to Ken when he's here on Good Day Health, 855-999-3684. Here's a question
from some astute listener. Why did it take so long for the FDA to tackle this problem with decongestants like Sudafed, Vicks, Dayquil, and all this other stuff? What? And I guess the more important question is, I mean, I'm happy to take a shot at the FDA, but I want to know, what do you use if this stuff is no good and it's taken them all this time to figure it out? People wasted all this money over the years. What is the way for one to address the decongestant problems that we all have?
I think the answer to your second question is a lot easier. You know, these saline nasal sprays, there's a number of them. You go into the grocery store or into the pharmacy, you know, that will work. But why it has taken the FDA so long to tell us that the decongestant phenylephrine is safe but not effective, why it's taken so long, and there's probably more than 250 over-the-counter items that it's in, things like Dayquil, Sudafed, Tylenol, and Theraflu, just to name a few. Why it has taken the FDA so long, you know, you'll have to ask my old mentor at Duke, Rod Califf, who, outstanding cardiologist, taught when I was an intern and resident there at Duke. We have to ask Dr. Califf, who heads the FDA these days, why it took them so long. But let's commend them for at least getting it
finally
done.
Finally getting it done.
But all Dr. Right. Califf hasn't been around there that long, but you know, only he could answer the question, what in the system took them so long. But hopefully they'll learn from this and change whatever systems they use that kept it there so long.
One wonders whether this is a problem for other things that need to be analyzed. That's what the FDA is supposed to be doing.
Obviously, that is what raises concern. And if anything, in these days, we need more. You know, there is so much distrust in institutional medicine these days. And Dr.
Oh, good reason.
Right. Dr. Califf, please add some trust, because this is an area of great need. And if anyone can do it, he can.
Well, he must have been very experienced to have that job in the first place and to influence you the way he obviously has. All right. Speaking of influence, Dr. Ken is here every week at this time to influence your thinking about your health. It's a Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.